I want to begin today in Psalm 29. So if you can turn to Psalm 29. And I'm gonna read the chapter. And we're gonna just break it down as today. Amen. But I just want to give you some context. You know, we see throughout the Psalms that, you know, it was King David wrote most of the Psalms. And, you know, we know that King David was a powerful man of God. Amen. And we also know that God chose him, even though he had faults. Amen. God still loved him. And I tell you why. Because, you know, David recognized when he did wrong. And he would over and over go to God and repent and praise him. Amen. So we can learn a few things from David, but he just honored God so beautifully during these Psalms. Amen. And you can see he would just talk to the Lord and ask the Lord to restore his soul, that, you know, he would repent and God would restore him over time after time, over and over again, time after time. Amen. So I chose this psalm because it's giving praise to God in his holiness and majesty. And there's so much to be grateful for, church. I don't know about you, but I am so grateful. I mean, for my redemption. God saved me. God has healed me. God delivered me. God reconciled me back to Father God. I have an intimate relationship with him. And there is so much to be grateful for. Like I said before, there's just not enough words to describe my gratitude towards God. Amen. But in this psalm, you know, David is giving praise to God in the beauty of God's holiness. Amen. So we got to begin in Psalm 1. And it says, give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes them also skip like a calf. Lebanon and Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, everyone says, glory. The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. The Lord will give strength to his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. Father God, I just thank you, Lord, for this word. Father God, I step back and Holy Spirit, just I take over. I decrease so you can increase. Father God, let these words serenade the people, myself, Lord, this morning, Lord, because your word, your voice is speaking to us today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So here, you know, this is a praise to God, but it's really talking about the voice of the Lord. God speaks. God is always speaking. There is power in praise. There is power in worship. And there is power in the spoken word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. So David is the model king for Israel. You know, he wasn't perfect, like I said before, but he was quick to repent. And every day in our walk, we should get closer and closer to God, walking towards perfection. We will never reach perfection until we go home with Him. But every day we should walk closer and closer to God, just like David did. Amen. Hallelujah. So the voice of the Lord is not just heard, and it's not just to be heard, but the voice of the Lord is to be feared and revered and trusted. Because His voice, church, it shakes the earth, but it strengthens His people. Amen. The voice of the Lord is right here. You see this book, this Bible? The voice of the Lord is in this word. Amen. God speaks. God is always speaking. Hallelujah. When you pick up the word of God, God is speaking to you.
Amen.
Amen. When you pick up the word of God, you hear the Lord speaking to things. Hallelujah. The voice of the Lord is powerful. And today we know that we're living in a world that is full of noises, full of distractions. Amen. We got advertisement. We got opinions from others. We got alert notifications on our phones. We got social media. We got TikTok. We got all kinds of things going on. We got news, CNN, 2020. We got Fox News. We got noise everywhere. Amen. But yet there's one voice that rises above all others, and that is the voice of the Lord. That is the voice of the Lord. And Psalm 29 right here calls us to pause. Pause. Like we did this morning. Just pause. And consider. Pause. P-A-U-S-E. Pause. And consider the majesty, the power, and impact of God's voice. Amen. And I think that's what we did this morning. Because sometimes you just got to shut down. Even in praise and worship, we need to shut down and allow God to minister to us. Just as we minister to the Lord in psalms and in hymns and in worship. And this psalm right here, it appears that in all the words spoken here by David, it is praising God for His power and majesty. And it's praising Him through a display of a thunderstorm. You know, thunderstorms are really loud, right? There's a display of praise. And the voice of the Lord is mighty and strong, just like a thunderstorm. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we begin in verse 1. Give unto the Lord, O you mighty ones. You mighty ones. In another version says, ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. It's talking about angels. Amen. It's referring to angels. And give unto the Lord glory and strength. We find in scripture many times, especially in the book of Revelation, we find angels worshiping God. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. So it's referring to angels worshiping God from heaven. So the psalm begins in the heavenly courts. Amen. Angels are called to worship. And if the heavenly beings, right, must acknowledge God's glory, how much more should we be acknowledging the glory of God? Amen. It's very clear. It's the mighty one. They are the angels of the Lord. And we find them worshiping the Lord. Holy, holy is the Lord. The God Almighty. Amen. So God has called us to worship Him. You see, worship is not optional. It is the right response to God's power. Amen. It is our response to worship the Lord for who He is. That is our response. We were created to worship God. You know, it says here in verse 2, give unto the Lord the glory due to his name. Do you think we can give unto the Lord all that is due to him? No, it's impossible. There's not enough words. There's not enough actions that will ever pay for what the Lord Jesus did at the cross. The plan of redemption. Amen. Hallelujah. But the Lord God has commanded us to worship him. He's commanded us to give him glory, all the glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so this verse speaks about worshiping the Lord. Worshiping the Lord is giving him glory unto him and honor and praise. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And it says here, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. In the beauty of holiness. The Lord is beautiful. His name is beautiful. We just sang that. There's a beautiful name. The Lord's name is beautiful. In the beauty of holiness. And we, his redemption, we, his sons and daughters, we were created and we have been redeemed from sin. So not only do we have a command to worship the Lord and honor him, but God also, because of the redemption, because we've been redeemed, he's also commanded us to preach the good news. Because in preaching the good news, we're giving him honor for all that he's done, for all that he did at the cross. When we minister unto others, we're giving God the glory for everything he's done at the cross. Amen. So God is calling us not just to honor him in words and in worship, but also through his ministering, through his preaching, through talking to others. So we are the saints today. We are called saints. And we have been called to worship him, to honor God for all that he has done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So really, you know, whenever you do anything, begin with worship. When you wake up, begin with worship.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. When we come together on prayer on Wednesday night, I begin with worship. I praise the Lord. I worship God because there's honor due unto him. Amen. And the reality is, before anything, before you do anything, recognize the majesty of God. God is majesty. Hallelujah. God is God the Father. He is Abba. He is our beloved Father. Amen. Without him, we wouldn't be here. Hallelujah. Without him speaking, we wouldn't be here. God spoke and it was so. God spoke and man was created. God spoke and the world came to existence. God spoke the word. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we're called here, not just, you know, again, even the psalm says, you know, if we don't worship, the rocks will. If you don't praise, the trees will. You know, everything else will, but we were created. Hallelujah. We are God's creation. And we were created to worship the Lord, to honor the Lord at all times. So whenever Amen. You do anything, whenever you need to even make a decision or before you even run to God, worship the Lord.
Yes.
Honor the Lord. Amen. Even you can even speak in tongues. That is worshiping God in the spirit. Speak in tongues and worship the Lord. And then go ahead and ask. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is faithful. The Lord is faithful. Verse 3, the voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord is over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is powerful. God's voice brings order from chaos. Amen. In the beginning, if we go to Genesis 1, right? 1, 2, 1, 3, 1, 4. In the beginning. And it begins in, you know, it says, The earth was without form. It was in chaos. There was no formation. Nothing was happening. And it was void and it was dark. Genesis 1:2. Darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And in verse 3, he says, then God said, then the voice of the Lord was spoken. God began to speak things into existence. The spoken word of God came into being. Hallelujah. And he began to create. And he began to create light. And he began to create, amen, light from the darkness. He began to create day. Hallelujah. He began to create the night and the evening and the mornings and the oceans, the waters. Amen. He began to create. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. His voice, there is power in his voice. He spoke it and it became into existence. Amen.
Yeah.
The spoken word of God, power, thunder came out of his voice. Powerful strength came out of his voice. And the reality is when we come, right, and we come and maybe we come in prayer and or we come together in corporate prayer, whatever it is, we need to pray in line with the word of God. What has God spoken in his word? And whatever he's spoken in his word, you need to attach that word into your prayer line. Amen. And speak the word of God in prayer. We got to speak the word of God. We cannot speak from our own emotions and feelings through prayer. We got to speak the word of God in our prayer to bring things to pass in the name of Jesus, because there is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Church, there is power in the word of God. There is power in his voice. And here the verse is speaking about thunder, amen, power, strength in the voice of God. He spoke it and it was so. The voice of the Lord is powerful. It shakes what man cannot move, amen. But what we can do is speak the word of God, just like the Lord spoke, speak the word of God into your circumstance, into that mountain, and it's got to move in the name of Jesus. Because the word of God is powerful. It is living. Let's go to Hebrews 4:12. Hallelujah. We're talking about the voice of the Lord. There is power in the voice of God. Power in his word. Hebrews 4:12 says, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. The word of God is forever alive, church.
Amen.
There is power in these scriptures.
There is power.
There is power, thunderous power, in the word of God. If there's a situation that you're going through, pray the word of God over the situation. Command that circumstance to bow down to the word of God, and it has to go in the name of Jesus. It's got to go. It's got to flee. Use the word to Amen. Command things, hallelujah, that are not as if they are. Command. Speak the word of God, because there's power in the voice of God.
Amen.
There's power in the name of Jesus. Speak Amen. In the name of Jesus. There is power, Amen. Church. And so many of us we freeze when circumstances come, when issues arise, when we got a doctor's report, a negative doctor's report, we freeze. And what we need to do in turn is say, I am not receiving that doctor's report. I will live and not die in the name of Jesus. God, you have said in your word that by your stripes I am healed, because the Lord Jesus bore sickness and diseases, pains and sorrows at the cross. So I'm not receiving that report in Jesus' name. When it comes to maybe financial issues, maybe financial, I am a daughter or a son of the Most High God. Finances, you got to increase in the name of Jesus. Promotion, you got to come in the name of Jesus. I am blessed and highly favored by God. I am a prosperous soul, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I am wealthy and healthy in Jesus' name. You got to begin to speak.
Amen.
You got to speak. You gotta use the word of God, because it is thunderous, it is powerful, there is strength, hallelujah. And things have to bow down at the name of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. What does the word say? I believe in James 4:7. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, resist the devil, and he will flee.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. And the glory goes to God. All the glory. He deserves all the glory. Hallelujah. We seen what a thunderstorm can do. We've seen what hurricanes can do. We've seen what tornadoes can do. They are powerful forces of nature.
Yes.
And they destroy.
Yes,
they do. Well, the word of God is the same. Amen. It will destroy the circumstances you are in, but you got to speak it out. Amen. Remember when the disciples were in the boat and they were in a great storm and the Lord was sleeping and they woke him up in his deep sleep, and all he did was speak to the winds, peace be still, and peace was still in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I heard a story about there's a town that had a lot of tornadoes coming, and there was a woman standing outside of her home, and there was a tornado coming her way, and she began to speak the word of God. Tornado, you turn around right now in the name of Jesus. You will not touch my home in the name of Jesus. You have to go, and you gotta flee and go the opposite way. And guess what it did?
Mm.
It never touched her home.
Mm. Amen.
But you see, you got to believe. You got to trust the word. See, if you don't believe and if you don't trust the word, it's not going to do you any good.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is a lot of things, you know, once we're in a circumstance, or there's an issue going on, or there's a thunderous storm going on, amen, or a doctor's negative doctor's report going on, the first thing that comes in is fear.
Mm-hmm.
And it paralyzes you. We spoke about fear and how it paralyzes you. But no, you got to know who you know. Hallelujah. Who the healer is. Amen. Who the great physician is in your life. And if Jesus was never sick and he resides in you, sickness cannot abide in you. It has to go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because Jesus was never sick, and he will never be sick. So how can sickness take over you?
Mm.
You got to speak it out. You got to believe the word. You got to quote the word. You got to begin to speak it out. Begin to speak out about God into your circumstance, how big God is in your life, who he is in your life, what he's already done for you. 1 Peter 2:24 says that Jesus bore sickness and disease and pains and sorrows and griefs. Amen. On the tree, on the cross. And by his stripes, we were healed. Gotta speak it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's 1 Peter 2:24. Where we put that chat? 1 Peter 2:24. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Look at verse 3. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. Oh, I did that. verse 4. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. Amen. Again, David is repeating. The voice of the Lord is like a thunderstorm. It's powerful. It's full of majesty. It's full of glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's the same word we carry in the inside of us.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it's so key. It is so key to be in the Word of God. It is so key to be a student of the Word. This is why we're having discipleship classes. It's not enough just to attend Sunday service. We need a discipleship a program in our church so we can disciple you, so you can in turn disciple others. You need to minister the Word of God unto others. God called us to multiply. Make disciples of all nations. And as we become disciples, guess what? Then we can turn around and make disciples of others. Because that's our calling. God didn't say, go make converts. He says, go make disciples. And I'm not saying that conversion is not it. Of course, it's important. Without conversion, you cannot become a disciple. But I'm saying, what happens after conversion? People stay in limbo. They don't know what to do. They don't know what to study. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need a discipleship program. We need Bible studies. We need to learn more about the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And as we come together, you know, every week, learning more about the Word of God, learning more about God's divine nature, learning more about His character, learning more about His image and likeness,
mm-hmm.
we become closer to God. Our relationship It flourishes even more. Our faith continues to increase. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen? It's just not enough to come on Sundays and be ministered to by the Lord. We need more than that, and you need to do your part at home.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen? I need to do my part. I need to know the Word. I want to know even more. I want the Lord to even reveal more things to me. This is why I'm not only graduating on Thursday from the university, I've already attended a year of Bible seminary, for those who don't know. So I'm in the process of even learning more. And I go to New Jersey twice a month. Amen. Because I'm a student of the Word. I want to know more. I want to go deeper. I want, when we open the church, when people come to me with questions, I want to be able to give them an answer right then and there. Why? Because it is the Holy Spirit that's going to give me the answer because of everything that I have learned and retained in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So I'm not, you know, yes, it's a sacrifice, but it's a beautiful sacrifice because God is not done with me yet.
Amen.
And God has work for me to do.
Amen.
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 But I want to know. I want to know Him like the palm of my hand. I want to know the Lord. I want to see the signs and wonders. Amen. And I can see them today in the name of Jesus. And I've seen signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Because His voice is powerful. Because His voice is thunder. Because when God speaks, things take place. Things happen. Change happens. Transformation happens. Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Verse 5, the voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. Yes, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. Amen. Hallelujah. The cedar wood was a very strong wood in the Old Testament. You will read in the Old Testament, and they built things with cedar wood. It was one of the strongest natural woods that was mentioned in the Old Testament. Hallelujah. And the voice of the Lord is so powerful, amen, that even when He spoke the word in the Old Testament, my Lord, He would kill thousands from armies that were coming against His people. The word of the Lord. There's power in the word of the Lord. Amen. We got to speak things out in the name of Jesus. There is power. Hallelujah. There is power, church, in your mouth. Power And you need to come in agreement with the word of God. You want to witness the power of God? Come in agreement with the word and begin to speak and begin to see things change and transform. Amen. Right before your eyes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, Romans 8, let's go to Romans 8, 31, right? Romans 8, 31. It says here, what then shall we say to these things? What things? Well, what are the things that you're coming in contact with? What are the things that are disturbing you? What things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So we gotta, what shall we say to the circumstances? What shall we say to our bodies? What shall we say to the issues going on? What shall we say things that are going on at work? If God is for you, who can be against you? So you gotta begin to speak the things, again, like I said before, begin to speak to your mountain. What is that mountain?
Yes.
What is it that's troubling you right now? Begin to speak it out because God is for you. He's never against you. You got the word of God. That is your ally. You got the sword of the Spirit. That is your ally right there. Just like the Lord Jesus when he was tempted three times after he was water baptized. He said, it is written. He spoke the word of God. Amen. And he came against Satan. And Satan had to go. He couldn't. He couldn't defeat the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. The Lord's word. You got to speak it out. I've had so many dreams about the enemy shutting my mouth. I have so many dreams and I saw myself muted so many times. But I'm telling you right now that I have a thunderous mouth. I can speak and I can speak against the enemy. I can speak against circumstances. I can speak against things and they have to bow down at the name of the Lord. They have to bow down. Amen.
Amen.
Because I'm taking the word of God as it is. And you know what? What was the greatest mountain got removed from us? It was the sin on the cross. That is the greatest mountain that God the Father removed from us by sending his son Jesus to the cross. Amen. And if he was able to remove sin from us, let me tell you, we are able to remove things that we want to see in our life come to pass and come to fruition. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But there's the word. Again, the word. The word. Hallelujah. So here, you know, again, David's describing the powerful lightning. He's describing thunder. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's easy to understand because lightning, sometimes what it says here in the verse, the Lord splinters the cedars of Lebanon. You know, lightning breaks branches. Lightning can break a tree in half. Amen. It is powerful. So here he's describing this, the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. It splints the cedars of Lebanon. So that means our voice can split, can cut through whatever circumstance we have in our life. Amen. We can bind, we can rebuke, we can cut, we can command with the voice of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know what this reminds me of? It reminds me about in the book of Acts 2, 1 through 4. Let's turn there. Flames of fire. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. talking about the day of Pentecost. When the day of Pentecost, Acts 2:1, had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. Hallelujah. So this verse right here reminds me of the fire, the flame of fire, the Holy Spirit coming down on the people. Amen. And they began to speak in other and foreign languages. So it here, this fire, the fire of the Lord brings judgment and it brings purity. Doesn't fire purify? Amen. And God's voice, it is thunderous. It is judgmental. Wow. I mean, he really did judge in the Old Testament. Amen. And today we're called to judge ourselves. Don't we gotta judge ourselves? What is right? What is wrong? Amen. Hallelujah. But we have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that is guiding us every day. We got the Holy Spirit, fire of God, residing in the inside of us. Amen. And God brought this fire, and with that same fire, hallelujah, he can cause the enemy to bow down. Amen. God can cause the enemy to bow down. Hallelujah. And Satan, what he's trying to do, he's trying to continue to destroy the church. He's trying to destroy the church. He's trying to bring division. He's trying to bring chaos into the church. But we have a voice. We have the fire of the Holy Spirit. We have a voice, and we can prevail. And with our voice, we can defeat and conquer in the name of Jesus. Because we got the fire of the Amen. Holy Spirit. We have the Holy Ghost living in the inside of us. We can take the word of God and come against Satan, come against his devices, and he's got to go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Church, we have been equipped with everything we need. And for me, the most powerful weapon I have is my mouth. It's the word of God coming out of it. Because that's what's going to make the difference. My voice, what I say, what I speak into. And that's how we have to be. Whatever it is that you're going through, speak to that. Speak to that mountain. Speak to that mountain of how big God is in your life. Speak to it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Speak to it. Hallelujah. Don't allow the enemy to keep you muted or to silence you. No, you gotta speak out. You gotta use your voice and use the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. You know, speaking about he shook. He shook in the Old Testament. His power, his voice was heard in the wilderness by the people of God. Amen. So his voice can even reach into the most desolate places. God can take your word circumstance and shake it. He can shake things. He can shake things around you. Amen. Satan may come against it, but the word of God can cause things to turn around for you for the good.
Yeah.
Because what the enemy intends for evil, God will turn it around for your good. Amen. But we got to remain in his word, remain steadfast, remain disciplined in his word. Hallelujah. And continue to speak life over the circumstance. Continue to speak peace over your circumstance. You got to shake things off with the word of God. And they have to go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the voice of the Lord can shake anything and anyone, really. I don't know about you. Have you ever heard the voice of the Lord speaking to you?
Amen.
For me, it's scary because I was born with a big mouth. And I mean, I would yell at my kids. And sometimes when the Lord speaks to me, he's got to speak to me in a louder voice so I can hear him. But it sounds like my voice, because that's how I speak. Amen. I can speak really loud. I can really come against things. Amen. But God has given me that boldness, and I ask for it too. Like, I pray for that boldness. I pray to become more assertive. Amen. And God has given it to me. Amen. I no longer, I'm not going to stay mute anymore. I got to speak the word. Whether I make mistakes or not, it doesn't matter. God doesn't look at my mistakes. He looks at my heart. Did I do things with the right intention? And then when I make a mistake, I just get up and keep going. God said, no, get up and keep going. I got you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's where grace comes in. Like, God is faithful. So if God can reach the most desolate place, just like the wilderness, and he spoke and he rained down manna from heaven, we can do the same, because we got the Holy One living in the inside of us. Amen. I've heard so many stories. You know, a couple had no food. They had no food for days, and they began to pray. Lord, I know you're faithful. I know that you have our best interest. I know, Lord. And they began to pray. And there was a knock on the door. And before you know it, there was a grocery bag, and there was nobody in sight. A grocery bag. God answers prayers. God answers prayers. There is power in his word. They began to speak the word of God over their circumstance, and God delivered, because God always delivers, because God always hears your prayers, and Amen. He answers them right away. But are you going to be still and know that God is God? Are you going to be still in that prayer, or are you going to begin to doubt the minute that you don't see things happen or see the symptoms change? No, you got to stand on the word, even though the symptoms are still here, even though the circumstance is still the same. You got to still stand on the word of God, because God will answer you.
Amen.
God right. always answers.
Amen.
Yes.
So even in the most desolate places, the voice of the Lord shakes in the wilderness. The voice of the Lord will shake your circumstance.
Yep.
Don't matter what you're going through, the voice of the Lord that comes out of your mouth will Amen. Shake it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, everyone says, glory.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You know, Amen. You know what this verse is saying? You know, the voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth. Amen. It is saying that there's in the power of his word, the power of his word brings life and can bring life into us. Amen. There's birth. The Amen. Deer gives birth. And what happens here, and and my resources, another scholar says that because of the thunder and the lightning and all the noise going on from the voice of the Lord, that the deer gave prematurely birth. Prematurely. Amen. Hallelujah. But and that's one of the other explanations. Amen. But God is never premature with us. Amen. Because God is always on time. We've been redeemed at the right time, at the right place. Amen. We have been Amen. Redeemed. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And Amen. He's called us the redeemed. He's given us a new life. He's given us a yes. new birth. Hallelujah. He Amen. Brought life into us. Our life was dead. Our spirit was dead. He brought life into our spirit. He recreated. Hallelujah. Our spirit was reborn when we accepted the Lord Jesus. And God began to multiply us. He called me, he called you, he saved others. Amen. He began to multiply. And those who are born again, like we are, hallelujah, we give praise and glory to God, because God delivered us. He brought us out from that dark pit into the marvelous light, his marvelous light. God delivered Amen. Us and he prospered us. Through his word, he's prospering us right now. So we need to stand on his word. Hallelujah. God causes all things, not some things, all things to increase if we remain in the word.
Yes.
So God gives life. He gives life. He gave us a new life. We were headed straight to the pit of hell. Amen. But God, hallelujah, God, through his faithfulness, amen, through his, my Lord, he was so gracious to us. Amen.
Amen.
He knocked. Amen. I think when we went, I remember going to church the first, you know, one of the first times when I received the Lord, man, my heart was trembling. My whole body was trembling. And I just want to receive from the Lord. Lord, I don't know what you're all about, but all I know is that I want part of you. I want what they have. I want the joy of the Lord. So if this is what it takes, I'm here. I'm going to surrender. Amen. And God gave me brand new life. I was reborn with new life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I saw the glory of the Lord. I saw the light of the Lord. The joy of the Lord became my strength every day. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it says it strips the forest bare. Yeah, because his voice is thunder. Amen. That lightning, you know, you see after a hurricane, after a thunderstorm, you see the trees bare. All the leaves on the floor, branches on the floor, amen. Some trees come down, amen, because there is power. There is power in those thunderstorms, and there is power in the voice of the Lord. Amen. And we are his temple. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and we ought to say glory to God every day. Glory to God every day. Praise to God every day. Amen.
Every day.
Hallelujah. Because he deserves our highest praise. He deserves all our glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God deserves it all, church.
Yes, he does.
The Lord sat enthroned at the flood, and the Lord sits as king forever. That's right.
Yeah.
He is king forever and ever and ever. That's why we glorify him, because he is the Lord. He is the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is the Lord. He is King of Kings and he is Lord of Lords.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And when we look at, you remember the flood, hallelujah, we're talking about the flood here, right? Even during the chaos, like the flood of Noah's day, God was not overwhelmed by it at all. There was 8 people left inside that ark, and God delivered them, and God saved them. God gave Noah a perfect plan for them to be redeemed and be saved. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah, because he's king forever. He had a perfect plan in mind. If it wasn't for that family, we wouldn't be here today. Amen? God
Amen.
Saved them. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It you know, this, the flood, the thunder, the lightning, it only displays God's power. He's king, and he's king forever. God owns
Amen.
Everything. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. God owns everything. Nothing of man can match anything of God. Nothing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And God is still sitting on the throne. Doesn't matter what you're going through. God is still sitting on the throne.
Amen.
And God will bring you through over and over and over again because he loves us. Because he's
Amen.
For us. Doesn't matter what you're going through. God will make a way. He sent his son Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. God will make a way.
Yes.
So be of good cheer, because God already has made a way for you. Whatever that circumstance is, stand on the word of God. God has made a way, because he is king forever. And he's God the Father. And he wants the glory from your circumstance. When things are turned around, give him the praise. Give him the glory, because he deserves it. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. And verse 11, the Lord will give strength to his people. How many of us need strength? I do.
Amen.
And it says the Lord will bless his people with peace. After the storm comes the blessing, right? They say there's a calm, right? There's a calm after the storm, right?
Yes.
And the reality is God's voice doesn't destroy his people, but in return, it strengthens us. It strengthens his people. God's word, God's voice will strengthen us time and time again, because his promises, his word that is quoted in this Bible, his promises are yes and amen. And we need to begin to shout out the promises of God. And anything that is coming against us, we need to thunder those words out of my mouth and come against them.
Yeah.
Amen. Because the word of God is truth. His promises are yes and amen. And we got to continue to speak the word of God, because God has given us the strength. He says, decrease so I can increase in you. In your weakness, that's when I am made strong in you. God has given us all the strength to continue to walk the walk. Never stop, never quit. Even though it gets hard, never stop, never quit, because he's given us his strength and his grace to finish what we started. What he started in us, he will finish. God has redeemed us. Hallelujah. God has done it all for us. Amen. All we got to do is believe and trust him.
Trust and believe. Amen.
Because God is always for us, never against us.
Amen.
Always for us. You know, so peace doesn't come from the absence of trouble, but from the presence of God. Amen. Amen. So we got to remain in the Lord's presence and just bask in into his peace, peace, peace. You know, in John 14, 27, what does it say about peace, right? John 14, 27. I'm going to end with this. Hallelujah. It says, peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. You don't need to worry. You don't need to be troubled. Amen. Because the peace of God is with you. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding is right here with you. Amen.
Amen.
So we see here that the whole psalm is describing the power, the majesty, the strength of God. And it's being displayed in the thunderstorm as David described it. It is a thunderous sound. But he's describing the voice of the Lord at the same time. And every time we see all his power and majesty in a storm, we should realize the great power and what the Lord has blessed his people with.
Amen.
God has blessed us with much power.
Amen.
We are fully equipped. We have been fully armored by the God to go out and conquer whatever it is that comes against you. Conquer it, whether it's the enemy, whether it's a circumstance, sickness, it doesn't matter. We have the voice and the belief and the trust to conquer whatever is coming against us, because God has blessed us with his strength and with his word. Amen.
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 So let the voice that shakes the world speak peace into your heart today. So I speak peace into your hearts today. Do not be troubled, church. I speak peace into your hearts today. You can shake off whatever it is that's troubling, shake it off, and just begin to speak the voice of the Lord. The same voice that spoke creation into existence, the same voice that split the sea, the Red Sea, is speaking to us today. Speaking to you and is speaking to me today through his word and through his Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So I challenge you, church, today. Be led. Hallelujah. Allow his voice to lead you to worship. Allow his voice to give you the power into into giving you the courage. Allow his power to give you the courage that you need to continue to move in every day and live life the way God called you to live it. And let his peace rule your heart today. Amen. Because God is good. God is great. God is never against you. He is always for you. Hallelujah. So always give praise and glory to God, because his voice, hallelujah, it is filled with power and strength and might. And all we got to do is just trust it. Trust the Lord and believe that he's got us under his wings at all times. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You're blessed.
Amen.